SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League, hour two, right here on Sports Grid, ITL on Sports Grid. It's your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. On Twitter, at Is of the Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Not a lot. I was about to say, my internal clock wanted to be like, a lot going on in sports. There's a lot of news going on in sports. College basketball tournaments as we race closer to March Madness. You've got basketball, hockey going. You have got the draft kind of looming in. You've got all of baseball's chaos. And the thing the NFL has for you right now is the combine. Bogman's favorite thing. Bogman is into so much into the football world. You know, whether he could go to the Senior Bowl, he would, The one thing, Boggs, you've always been so cynical about, besides the best shape of their life, has been the combine. And the combine has a lot of interesting notes out there. Now, have you invested any time in the NFL combine this past week?
Yeah, I mean, I love watching the interview stuff is my favorite, the weirdness of the interview. And there was strangely a okay debate about this, making Sam Howell shoot five baskets into a mini hoop thing.
Explain it. You only talked about it to me, so no one knows.
So, I think people probably have heard it by now, but Sam Howell was asked, like, what was the weirdest question someone asked you? And he said, well, I didn't have a question, but right when I got into Philly to do their interview, they made me shoot like mini basketballs into a mini basketball hoop. And he said, I made 2 out of 5, so maybe I'm off their board. I don't know. They asked Sirianni about that because he's the head coach, and he said, look, I think you can get a lot of stuff from little things like this. And number one, we get their reaction to something weird happening, right? Because something weird is going to happen during a game at some point. So you get their reaction. How do they handle it, right? And then you get the competition aspect. Do they get mad when they miss one? You know, do they throw a little fit when they miss one, right? There's something there with that stuff. So we're just trying to throw curveballs at these guys to see how they react to stuff. And that was, you know, when you hear it in that context, it's better. It's so weird, you know, it's still a weird thing. I feel like you could do that many different ways, but I don't know. It's better than asking if your mother was a prostitute.
Which was asked, by the way.
Has happened at the combine.
You're not doing
before.
That for shock value. It's no. Because that question was literally asked at the combine.
Yeah, that is lifted right out of the combine for real, which is another reason why I don't respect the combine as much as I probably should. So,
yeah. Well, there was more news out of the combine. There's always something. There's always some goofy thing. We've talked about that. And we found out, these are always the fun ones too. This happens in basketball, but football is another range. We found out, fellas, that 8.5 inches ain't getting it done anymore because quarterback out of Pittsburgh, who I love, Kenny Pickett measured in at 8.5 inch between the furthest points on his hand, between his pinky and his thumb. And that is relatively small, like relatively small for, well, for a person. Like, what do you think you're rocking?
6.5.
Well, no, you said your hand.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So
no,
six and a half for other stuff. So,
put that hand up. I don't know. I wish I had a tape measure here. I'd play the game. Maybe I'll try to find one on a break and see. Because, like, what do you think I am? I got pretty big hands. I don't think I have the
probably
biggest.
Probably 9. Yeah.
I think I'm in the 9s.
Yeah, probably. Above average. I mean, Malik Willis is 6'1 and had 9.5 inch hands, right? So Tom Brady has enormous hands. Like, there's a lot of guys that have
Kenny Pickett, huge small hands, little baby hands.
Do you know who else? Joe Burrow, small little baby hands.
You got little baby hands?
9 inches. And I heard a scout, I can't remember who it was, but on the NFL Network talking about it. And they said,
9 inches,
we actually,
baby hands.
They said, we actually drafted the guy who measured with the smallest hands for a NFL quarterback in the draft. Can you take a crack at who that is? He's a head coach in the NFL right now. He might coach
Kingsbury.
Like, yeah. A couple miles down the street from you. Yes. Cliff Kingsbury, 8 and an 8.
He's a coach now, and he didn't make it as a quarterback.
Right, right. Point. But I mean, the other scout was like, yeah, I mean, you can measure the hands, but really it goes back to fumbling. Kenny Pickett did have fumbling problems. So you go back to the film. Is it because he has tiny little baby hands?
He's got little baby hands.
Because he's running hard and he's not covering the ball up very well. And he said, I think it's more about covering the ball up than having tiny little baby hands. The guy can throw the ball. So that's all I care about. Guy can throw the ball. To me, this is the same thing for quarterbacks as, well, DK Metcalf had a really bad three cone drill, so he fell to the second round.
Okay, but what's worse?
Definitely
though?
A first.
What's worse,
value.
A cone drill or baby hands? Little tiny baby hands.
I mean, I think the cone drill. Everyone was saying DK Metcalf was stiff and that he wasn't going to be able to cut and run and all that stuff. What the F are you talking about? Guy's a Pro Bowl receiver. He's 6'4" and runs like a deer. I don't care how he does in the three. How many cones are out on the NFL field? Huh? How many cones? I think that's dumber than the hands. Hands may have a little bit of something to them, but the cone drill, give me a break. You're not running around cones. It'd be like running a breathalyzer test if you're drinking soda. It's the same thing.
Are you
it doesn't
at
matter.
All worried about his tiny little baby hands?
No, I'm not.
Eight and a half? Look, is that one of the smallest ever?
It's one of them, yeah, but I'm not. I'm just not worried about that. Like, I'm more concerned with when he throws later today as we're recording this, and we get the mile per hour and how deep he can throw the ball and all that stuff. I'm way more concerned about that stuff. And I'm still not even that concerned about it because 90% of your evaluation should be from the film and not from the
I do have one nugget from ESPN as we got to go to break here. Kenny Pickett's hands measuring 8.5, smaller than any current NFL quarterback. Any. It would be the smallest, tiniest baby hands in the entire NFL. So 8.5 inches, guys. It ain't getting it done. Don't go anywhere. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get back into ADP. I'm just saying, you know, size doesn't matter, but sometimes it does. ADP analysis. We're finishing that. More fantasy baseball breakdown for the next couple segments right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my
in this league.
First up here on the ADP analysis is the Yahoo. So let's take a look. So just like ranks analysis, maybe you'll see some of the same players. Just like
similar names.
Yeah, it's probably going to be driven by that. You're going to see. But we've had a little bit of time and some adjustments can happen. These are players that are going to cost you the highest price on Yahoo. And then we're going to give you the best deals on Yahoo specifically. This is ADP relative. The highest of any of the ranks go to, starting with, JD Martinez. JD Martinez is going to be the most expensive on Yahoo, according to ADP, where he goes 57. The lowest is NFBC, where he goes 85. So that is a big difference. ECR is 59, so it's kind of close. But like Fantrax, he's 88. ESPN, he's 77. You are going to pay up, according to ADP, for JD Martinez on Yahoo, hands down, dude.
Yeah, I mean, and this is kind of, when you look at these first, like, four names, it's all the same profile of player in terms of these are all mashers.
I see what you're saying.
JD Martinez is the first one. Let's burn through the next three here, Welsh, and you can kind of see the profile of what's happening on Yahoo.
Highest cost, Giancarlo Stanton on Yahoo. No place where you pay more, 68 is the ADP, or is it 70.7, or is it actually 60?
Well, 70.7 is average pick, but in terms of players, he's 68.
Gotcha. So 68.
68th guy off the board, most drafts.
70 is the ECR, 91 on Fantrax, 90 on ESPN, and 97 on NFBC. So very expensive.
Everywhere else.
96 for Jared Walsh, where he's over past 100, sometimes into the 120s on these other sites. And Adam Duvall, 166 on Yahoo, where he's 180 ECR, but in the 200s on the other. So that would have been one of those unique ones where it's like, oh, you know, people look at Duvall's numbers. They say, I got to have him inside the top 200. Not a human being drafts him there, but Yahoo is the one that, you know, probably based on their ranks and stuff, pushed him up. 171.2 is the average rank. And those are, like, to your point, those are four like big mashers that you are going to pay up on Yahoo for.
And I don't take ECR into context when comparing these on the different sites, because it's just site versus site here. But it is interesting that, like, you know, Jared Walsh ECR is 98. His Yahoo is 96. Everywhere else, he's up 114 and higher. You know, the same thing with Duvall. Duvall's at 181. I've got him at 182 in ECR, and he's more expensive than that in Yahoo at 166, but 220, 231, 219. Yeah. People just not willing to take the horrific batting average.
I got him at 202, and that's OBP either, so. See, that might be one of those things, because I got him at 202, so I'm kind of like in between everybody that I still don't even know. Like, I really turn myself off of like albatross.
Just hard to
head to head. I do it
when you're
post
200. And I know why you have him right around 200. It's like, the guy might hit 40 homers again, but he might hit 200 again. So, you know, post 200, you're kind of, it's not so bad if you drop a post 200 player versus taking him in the top 150 or whatever.
Some others on Yahoo that are going to cost you the most comparative to Fantasy Pros ranks or ADP on any other site. Carlos Rodon, 93.5 to be exact on Yahoo. Post 100 everywhere else. The lowest is 123 on NFBC. Giovanni Gallegos is an interesting one. Pay up for closers, 104.3 or 103 is Gallegos on Yahoo. His ECR is 142. Other highest is 113 on NFBC. So it's almost a round higher ADP cost on Yahoo than it is in FPC, which that one's actually kind of shocking to me, because I would have thought he was a little bit later. And then the only other expensive one, again, remind there are other players on this list. There's some other closers actually that are post 200, is Matt Chapman. 154 ECR, but 128 ADP, or a true 133.3 ADP on Yahoo for Matt Chapman. And he's like 180 on NFPC. I'm not a Matt Chapman guy. I'm out pretty much on Matt Chapman. If he shows, I won't be the guy that is going to be there for the turnaround, but I'll be the guy that's happy that he turned it around. I'm not paying for that, because he's got to show some serious changes to be able to make it work.
Me, because I have him kind of right in line with consensus. Matt Chapman is the OS, I didn't get my third baseman guy. That's kind of what he is, because it's like, all right, well, he's going to mash a ton of bombs, but, you know, last year he hit 210, year before he hit 252, you know, his career batting average 243, almost all, no projection site has him hitting higher than 225. So you have to be really okay with your batting average to take Matt Chapman. And that's what happens with a lot of these guys. They become conditional, and he is another one of these. Look at the minimum maximum. 77 versus 279, 202 spots different here is just insanity in the swing of where people are ranking him. I mean, you know, 279, way too low. What are you doing? You the guy can hit 30 homers. You're not putting him in close to 300, but 77. Okay, you're saying he's going to hit at least 250.
Maybe in a point.
If you're putting him inside the top 100, How can you guarantee that? There's just no way.
Yeah,
so,
maybe in a point.
Yeah,
zone.
Both crazy.
Here are the Yahoo deals. This is where they're cheapest on Yahoo compared to anything, any ADP or the ECR. Here's a good one. Brandon Woodruff, 25 on Yahoo. So on a 12-man, that is the first pick in the third round or a back end of the second round pick, where he goes as high as 14 on ESPN because it's points. 21 on NFBC, 16 on Fantrax with an ECR of 20. So there's a little bit of a deal for you on Woodruff there. You have him at 20. I got him a little bit lower, 27. Aaron Nola is another pitcher who is the cheapest on Yahoo at 55. And this is a big one where he's 22 on ESPN points, 30 on Fantrax, 39 on NFBC. So that's a really big deal. And even compared to both of our ranks, it's a pretty solid deal. So Aaron Nola is going to come cheap. Especially with even if you're sorting by ADP or people are looking at ADP. Brian Reynolds is another. We got a couple more top 100s. Brian Reynolds, 102 on Yahoo. And I love this one, especially in a roto format, because I'm not like the craziest Brian Reynolds guy. He just does a lot of the stuff. I don't think any of it's uniquely great, but he's a high batting average guy, good runs. He's going to get some homers. And he's as high as 63 on ESPN, ECR of 80, which is actually higher than most of the places he's getting drafted, but 102 on Yahoo. I love the, I know you love the Brian Reynolds ones probably as well. Yeah. I have him a little bit higher than you too.
Which surprised me. I feel like I love Brian Reynolds, but also like as soon as this guy gets traded away from the Pirates, he is just going to, his stock is going to balloon.
Everyone forgets he was a Giant. Like I met him and saw him in the AFL when he was a San Francisco Giant. And then he just got it put together with the Pirates. That'd be great if he went to, can you imagine him in like Boston or something?
Yeah. Just hitting leadoff for whoever. I mean, he'd be real awesome. So yeah, I mean, Brian Reynolds is a guy that, if he puts it together and gets traded to a better team, you could see him hovering much closer to 50 than 100 next year.
Just not sure they do that though. He's very controllable. But he would come at like a pretty high cost. That's true.
I'm so sick of these bottom dweller teams. This is a big part of why we're in this labor spat. You know, the Pirates, no interest in competing. Baltimore, no interest in competing. Miami, no interest in competing.
Yeah.
So hopefully they trade him.
Baseball. Crossed. MLB, no interest in actually improving and bettering the sport and playing games. Some others, Logan Webb, outside the top 100. This might be one of the most significant ones. 55 on Fantrax, 55 on ESPN, 63 on NFBC. You and I have him dead set. I didn't realize this. At 65 apiece, 112 on Yahoo.
And look at this here, Welsh. His maximum is 44. His min, 105. So Yahoo has him lower than the lowest ECR rank of anybody.
Yeah.
So Logan Webb is a smoking deal.
ADP.
On Yahoo.
Yeah, just ADP crazy. Smoking deal over there. Dylan Cease, another one of those, 115, where he's between 70 and 80 kind of across most sites. I've got him high. You have him at 81. I got him at 69. Nice. So, huge deal as well for us there. Joey Votto is one of those guys I always think is a deal. Love it too. 176 on Yahoo. I try to have him on most of my teams. I've got him at 119. You have him at freaking 94. 176 on Yahoo ADP. And then Robbie Grossman would be the other one where he is 240. 240 on Yahoo. And every other place inside the top 200 between, call it 170 and 200, somewhere in there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least three times bigger than this.
A little disappointed I didn't set the min on Robbie Grossman. We'll get more into min.
You were close. You were actually relatively close, Boggs.
Well, when we get to Hell Week, maybe we'll make adjustments.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get ourselves there. We'll just purposely make sure we steal it. All right. Let's move over to the next site, which we are going to do, Fantrax. Fantrax, a wonderful sponsor. Thank you, Fantrax. Fantrax, here are the expensive guys. You're going to have to pay up for them over here. Sandy Alcantara, 31. Dynasty obviously playing a role in there. There's a lot of hype on that. Best balls, 31. He has an ECR of 45. He is 40 on NFBC. That's the second highest, but it's not quite a round, but it's like a half a round more expensive on Fantrax. You and I have him, you at 41, I have him at 42. So that general 40 range is the area. ADP much more. But see, here's the one little caveat I would say. Of all the sites that are going to be more ADP than another, Fantrax. Because we've said, who's using the score? I don't know who's using the score. There are probably some people. Most people are not using the score.
I don't even think it opens up with that anymore. I think it opens up with ADP.
ADP, so. I think, is going to be most relevant on Fantrax. And Sandy Alcantara, unfortunately, is going to be one of the most expensive. He's going to be more expensive than any other place. Another young pitcher. It's actually a lot of pitchers. Is this all pitchers? Jesus Christ. Dude.
I didn't even notice it's all pitchers.
Every single one except the bottom. I'm not going to even mention J-Rod Show. Every other person is a pitcher here that you're going to pay up for. And the key, they're all young guys. So again, this is why you do need to understand the sites that you play on. Dynasty-centric. Freddy Peralta, 39 here, where he is 53 on NFBC, 57 on the ECR. 39 is the ADP on Fantrax. Jack Flaherty, 48. Again, these are sub-28-year-old pitchers. 72 ECR, 72 on NFBC, 98 on ESPN. 48 is the ADP for Flaherty here. You and I are a little bit different. I do have him kind of high, but still not that high. Trevor Rogers is the other one, top 100 guy. 77, where he goes between 94 and 126. And we have him in the mid-90s. 77. So you are looking at best case scenario, two rounds higher. Rogers is going from an ADP perspective on a site that is primarily used for ADP. You're not getting any deals on Rogers.
And seeing the fact that, you know, there's like 15 expensive players and they're all starting pitchers just goes to the overarching. If you are drafting on Fantrax, you have to take pitching earlier than you would on any other site. Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Those of you drafting your redrafts on Fantrax is that you're probably going to have to make some queasy reaches on pitchers at some point.
A really great addition to your awesome point there is closers, because it is dynasty, is very dynasty centric. That kind of moves the ADP. Closers are cheaper. So where people could want to pay up for the closers, you pay up a little bit more for a few of the starting pitchers if you want them, and you're going to still get better deals on some of the young pitching or some of the closers, which is a nice one. A couple posts, like there's like 100 or 200, just again, the young guys. I'm actually going to just name the rest of the guys because it's hilarious. They're just all young pitching. Boz, 111, ECR's 161. Huge cost up here. Logan Gilbert, 131, where his lowest is Yahoo at 186. Casey Mize, 203. I'm not even the highest here, where he's down to 279. Hioscar Hinoa, 205, which the rest are like in the 230s and stuff. And Ranger Suarez, 137, where the other high is like, you know, like NFBC at 169 or ESPN at 164. And Tanner
Houck.
That's
10 spots off his highest ECR. And when we're getting post these, you know, these 200 guys, the numbers are just so much, you know, the numbers, they're a bigger difference, but they usually don't go that high. So to see him that close to, you know, the highest ECR is kind of crazy.
And Tanner Houck, 174. Everybody else, NFBC is 199. Everywhere else is like in the mid 200s and stuff like that. So,
and I got to say, you know, doing this and putting these together, I had so few on Fantrax in my first run through, I had to like go through and find other ones. So Fantrax is easily the most down the middle of all these sites, like the most reasonable cost on most of these players.
Yeah. And then let's go on the cheapos. And guess what? Remember what I said about those closers? You're going to get better values on closers on Fantrax, like Josh Hader, who this one's a little bit wrong because ECR is 56, but of the actual sites comparative, this is why you had this. If it's ESPN, NFBC, or Yahoo, you get him around later. Josh Hader, you do on Fantrax. So that's why you can go up for pitching. His ECR, though, this kind of comes back to everything I said. People don't want to rank the closers high, but they're drafting them higher. ECR is 56, 50 on Fantrax. Other cheap guys, Aroldis Chapman, who is 73 on Yahoo, 117 on Fantrax as far as ADP goes. So you get some closers in there. And the other two are post 200, but Yuli Gurriel is just, he's just a weird guy. 245, but he has a high of 121 on ESPN and 166 ECR. And Marcelo Zuna, who's 140 on Fantrax, but he goes, the next high is 184 on ESPN, 204 on NFBC. So those are a few of the, not a ton of the deals that you're going to get on Fantrax where it is pitching heavy. One guy we also forgot we had on another list was Pablo Lopez, just fell into that list of your young pitchers you have to pay up for here. So that kind of gives you the vibe of what you're doing. I think that one is really helpful. Next up on the sites is ESPN. This can be a disaster. I'm going to burn through it because this still goes off the caveat.
It's a lot of the same names.
It's all the same guys. You know, we don't have to keep hitting over the head with it, but remember, their draft room is points-centric currently. Maybe it'll change. Who the hell knows? So you're going to get those guys.
Their draft room is the community gift where Don Glover walks into the room and everything's on fire. That is their draft room.
Oh, that's a great example of it. So you're going to probably have a lot of pitchers. You got a few hitters, kind of high contact guys like Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, 30 on ESPN ADP, where he's in the 60s. He's 87 on NFBC. I don't know if you have my current one because I moved him up a little bit, but I mean, I'm lower than most anybody, but not lowest.
Well, dude, I'm about to get him at 82 in an FBC if he falls two more spots to me.
Oh, I mean, that's NFBC. Again, the ADP is 87, so that's not crazy. He's 52 on Yahoo, but 30 on ESPN. So it's expensive on ESPN. Aaron Nola. I think I told you I have him pretty high. He's 55 on Yahoo. That's the best deal of any place. You will pay up on ESPN at 22. So that's a second round pick in head to head or a mid second round pick on in Roto if you're playing on ESPN according to that.
And by the way, I could have put almost any player from ESPN on this list. So I had to pare this down to just the craziest of the crazy ones. Like we did on, you know, ranks analysis, it's kind of the same deal. There are a plenty of guys that, you know, because ESPN just has weird rankings, are moved up in ADP. In fact, I think Adalberto Mondesi is like 100 spots better in his rank than his actual ADP because people start thinking about him, you know, around like pick 150. They go, oh, where is Mondesi? You know, it happened to us when we did our mock on ESPN the other day. We were all like, oh, crap, I forgot about Mondesi. And then he went in like whatever, the 70s. When, you know, he's ranked 321. So these are the big, big differences.
Like Robbie Ray was like 15 in the rank on ESPN and he goes 18. He's 18 on ESPN where he's in the 50s, 40s on all the others. Wander Franco, 27 on ESPN. He's in the 40s almost unanimously across the board. 52 on NFBC is kind of the only difference. Nola, 28 overall. Nolan Arenado, 28. Where he has a low of 69 on NFBC.
And look at his min pick or his min ECR rank is 36. So that's 8 points higher than his minimum.
Yeah. So ESPN ranks, his ADP is higher than any single person that is ranking on Fantasy Pros right now, which is going to be interesting when they catch up.
To point out, the next couple guys all have that same, the same thing too. Kevin Gossman, ECR 63 on, ESPN, he's 36, 64, Yahoo, 49, Fantrax, 66, 44 is the lowest. Same thing with Barrios, 40, he's getting picked. 51 is his minimum. 74 for Josh Bell. 83 is his best rank on ECR. So a lot of these guys, like ESPN is just beyond the best rank too because, you're getting a list for points and people are drafting off the list. This is the prime example. This year, ESPN is the prime example of people are not making their own lists and going off of them. They're going off of what they see in the room. And so a lot of that is a little adjusted because ESPN is so insane. And, you know, I feel like we're picking on ESPN. It's not Cockcroft's fault for putting these ranks together.
No, it's ESPN's fault for making that be the default.
It's ESPN's fault.
Yeah,
right?
No, 100%. I mean, if people can't decipher that, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but it's obvious to that.
You just say, okay.
Yeah, okay. But it's the same thing for me. Like anyone can tell me all the stuff. It's the same Yahoo argument. Like, why do you have Ohtani as one player? Wow, Yahoo programming. It's like, okay, well, that's not an excuse. Other people are doing it. That's as lazy. It's the same thing with ESPN. Why? I mean, I'd love that you have the room open and stuff, but why open it when it's off a base of points format and I'm doing something else? Like, that's just crazy. Like, have a standard projection system that's not just points. But you're right, and it's not worth talking about any of the other expensives because they're all based off of their kind of crazy ranks, where Josh Bell is 74 overall. The cheaps are the same way. Just going to mention a few, and it is solely about how they are ranking players, which, again, it's just kind of like wildly all over the board. From a points format, Trey Turner is 12 on ESPN. So that's their rank thing, but that's
as
the ADP.
As low as ECR is 4.
I'm still surprised that the ADP follows that, though. That actually does surprise me. But he moves down the board. Acuna, 26 ADP. Is that real? Is that real?
Dude, they might. So this might be happening. They might be using all of their mock drafts in their ADP.
Sp-
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
So let's go to the final one, which we didn't do in the last episode, which is an NPC. These are expensive compared to everybody else deals and cheap deals, but you do have to understand that NFBC is a different monster. People draft differently. It's swinging for the fences more. Formats are... See, here's the other thing is like, I know you didn't sort this out. This is sorting out. There are draft and holds. There are weekly... I mean, they're all different type of formats, so this gets kind of wonky here. But what is interesting to hear, though, is I think maybe more than anything else is who are the guys that cost more in NFBC? Because what that does tell you is that means the sharps want these guys as game-changing winners for their team, and they are paying up, and they don't care the price. So this might be the most helpful thing, maybe of any of these we could give you, is who the cheap guys are, or who the guys cost more on. The cheap, it might actually kind of play the same role where there's a disinterest. So here you go. Number one, Jose Ramirez costs more in this platform than anywhere else. And I will tell you, I had the third overall pick in TGFBI. It's not a draft and hold. You know, we change weekly rosters and stuff like that. I gave, it wasn't long, but I gave a good hard look and thought on Jose Ramirez as my third overall pick. I decided to go Soto because it's Juan Soto, but I gave a good hard look at Jose Ramirez because of the five category. I still think he's still risky in that batting average territory, but the other four are really nice. The only problem is like you can get four really good categories on players. Yeah, you know, you can find that.
Right.
Even on stolen bases. Randy Rosarena, he offers that. Tyler O'Neill offers the power speed, runs RBI with batting average stuff. He plays a unique position. I'm not surprised, but he costs third. His ADP is three, or true is 4.08, but three here, where he's five and six everywhere else. So it's more expensive for Jose Ramirez on NFBC than anywhere else because people covet stolen bases. You know, and these type of leagues, like, they can't afford to miss on those. They can't afford to not have the stolen bases. Third base kind of blows. Ramirez has been pretty consistent, and he's a 30-30 potential guy. So you pay up. You pay up for him. Raisel Iglesias. Ooh. All the closers you should put on this list.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of them.
I was waiting for you to finish to say it, but Iglesias, Diaz, Ryan Presley, Camilo Duvall, Kenley Jansen.
Let me list some of them real quick.
Might be it. Gregory Soto. They're all in this list.
So
just so we don't have to go over closers overall, half this list is catchers and closers.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go over just a couple just to give you the numbers in the top 100 to that point. Iglesias, 86 ECR, 51 on NFBC. Diaz, 100 ECR, 67 on NFBC. Ryan Presley, 112 ECR, 68 NFBC. Kenley Jansen, 147, 90 on NFBC. So that's to your point. The closers, they are more expensive in the sharp leagues. People are chasing. What are they chasing? Three things: stolen bases, saves, and multiple catchers when you are in a space of two catcher leagues. And that's where you end up seeing the next guy, JT Romito, who's 48, where he's 96 ECR. That's a two catcher slant because, again, you don't, these aren't spaced out to like, here's draft champions, here's this is all of
right.
it. And primary NFBC is two catcher league. So catchers are skewed up, saves are paid up for. So we really do have to kind of caveat that, right?
I think the most surprising thing in this entire show is that the Welsh has Camilo Duvall ranked ahead of me. I mean, in the overall, I think in when we get to the positional ranks, I probably have Duvall higher. Closers in my overall list that much at all. But this is also, once again, why I hate overall lists. But because I'm going to take Duvall over you every single time.
So, yeah, I mean, that is one of those weird ones where it's just probably not going to be a thing for me. You know, I'm not, Duvall is too much of a question mark for me right now to pay up that high price. That, you know what, that's going to be something you're going to see in a rank update on inthisleague.com for our Patreon by Monday. I think we'll have our rank updates right around there.
It'll be in the first round for me and undraftable for Welsh.
It's just, so. He's a risk, and I do have a little bit high. I think early, I don't think I paid enough attention because that was my rank. If he has the job locked down. Since then, I think I've questioned more if he's really truly going to have that job, and I need to
be really great if we had baseball going and could talk to managers and anyone involved.
We'll give a little update on that on our take here in a minute. A couple of the guys that do count, though, Tommy Edman, there's your steals. Tommy Edman, 83. He's post 100 pretty much everywhere else. So that's, it's like a 2 to 3 round jump you're going to get on NFBC. People want those steals. Bobby Witt Jr. So again, I tell you, this is a swing for the fence type of thing where he is a low of 199 on ESPN, 131 on Yahoo. He's 91 on NFBC. And I've talked about this in different places, like on CBS and stuff, that it's like, I think he's really difficult to reach on right now, especially with the position. Let's just say in some like weird mystery hypothetical world, you know, there was like baseball. And we were like seeing spring training and stuff. And if you saw Bobby Witt starting games in spring training, tanking, you know, hitting nukes, I think we would get the big boost. We don't see that. So the swing for the fence is not quite as big. It's only on NFBC. Just a couple others. Dalton Varsho. Would you look at that? 93 is his NFBC ADP. I screwed that in TGFBI. Because the closer run, but like 179 on Yahoo, 186 ECR. So that's that, but that's a new catcher thing. Only other ones that jump out, Med Rosario is an interesting one. That's kind of that cheap stolen bases, 158 on NFBC. He's like 284 on ESPN and 212 ECR. So that's just like one of those guys. And then you have another catcher. Here are some NFBC cheapos. These are the cheapest guys. People have less interest. Maybe it's positional stuff. Maybe it's just, you know, whatever it is. Complete inverse of ESPN. Lowest cost for Alex Bregman is over here, 87 on NFBC. People do not want Bregman. His actually true ADP is 90.04 here, and that is just a stark difference. ESPN to NFBC, Alex Bregman is night and day. It's completely night and day. Carlos Correa, 99 on NFBC, where he has an ECR of 75. I think that also comes from...
I honestly thought you were going to rip your shirt off over that one.
Oh, so. I don't care. I mean, I love Correa and stuff, but you can't continuously year after year just not live up to your potential. But I think what you have is where there's risk in NFBC, I'm going to pay up for closers, I'm going to pay up for saves. The unknown is the scariest monster in the room for NFBC. And Correa doesn't have a place. So they don't know if he's going to have more stolen bases. They don't know where he's going to hit. Is he going to go back here? Is he going to go to an unfriendly park? It's a deep position. The unknown doesn't do anything for anybody. So he falls.
And that was underperforming in a good lineup with a great team.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So that's a scary thought too.
A few others. Mitch Haniger, 107. He's inside the top 100 everywhere. But NFBC, he's lower. Clayton Kershaw doesn't have a home, 178. Like I said, the scaries. Lance McCullers, scaries, 165, where he's in the 120s everywhere else. Guess what? Conforto doesn't have a home, 186, where he's like in the 130s, 140s everywhere else. And then you got some stolen base guys. Like I saw Miles Straw, 125, and Nicky Lopez, 137. So you see the trends in these sites, and that's what's important. That's why we did the ranks analysis, and the ADP is interesting because you see, you know, you should know, NFBC people know, but, you know, what are you paying up for in NFBC? Saves, and closers and catchers. What are you doing in Fantrax? You're going to see high costs on young guys. What are you doing on ESPN? You know, waving your, looking for your baseball is what you're doing. You have my baseball? Like, that's what they're looking for. And Yahoo, I don't know. It's kind of all over the board. You know, it's kind of all over the board a little bit on Yahoo's front. Do we have a trend on Yahoo? Now I'm kind of forgetting. I guess it was like
power hitters.
Power hitters. That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was here. So
power hitters were expensive. There's a couple that I put here. I don't think you just saw the tab of guys that are all over the place. ADP everywhere. Just a couple. I don't think there are any surprising names here, Welsh. Let's just do this right before we end here. Yelich, Turner, Badu, and then I think the last, Blake Treinen, Bednar, Bauer.
Yeah, Bauer, Bednar, Treinen. Bauer, of course, it makes sense. Treinen, maybe he has a job, maybe he doesn't. Bednar, he's a Pittsburgh guy. Badu and Turner don't make sense. Yelich, I get. I just think there's an inconsistency with, Turner is solid, but nobody really likes him. I think that's one of those guys where it's like you rank him, you don't want to draft him. Badu is the 2020 potential, but people aren't sold. The other guys.
Well, the most interesting thing on Badu, and I just noticed this, not in the top 300 on Yahoo. ECR of 200, not in the top 300 on Yahoo in terms of ADP also. 172 on Fantrax and then 261 and 155. So he just got buried in Yahoo system, which occasionally happens to guys.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's more of like an ESPN thing right now. So yeah, it's all interesting. So at the end of the day, should you cite all of ADP to everybody? Don't do it to an industry person or they're going to tweet about you. No. Should you live and die by ADP? No. Should you go into a room ill-prepared and just go, well, I'll just go off of ADP? No, you shouldn't, because you can see, we just laid out, this is not uniformed. There are drastic changes, and the sites can dictate the different ways that it goes. What ranks analysis really helps you do is it, and I guess ADP is kind of similar-ish, is you can go in and you can find where the deals are, but you can also find the trends and you can set your draft boards and be prepared. Be prepared the site that you're drafting on. Be prepared for the chaos that they do. The ranks don't have to be relative to the ADP. I think you see it early on. Mondesi is 100 spots higher on ESPN than before, but it's because he's down in the 300s. And by the time people get to 150, 160, they're like, oh, crap, there's Mondesi. ADPs are not to live and die by, but I do at the end of the day, regardless of how many people on the Twitterverse want to tell you that, well, whatever, ADP, blah, 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 you should know it. You should just use it to your advantage is the best way to do it. Don't let people, oh my God, the guy's ADP was 70 and you took him 30. That doesn't matter. And I think that's the key of what I think a lot of people are trying to tell you and they miss because they come off snarky, is don't be concerned or worried if you don't draft off of ADP, because that doesn't mean anything. That's just an aggregate of what's happening on this site. Right. And these sites are chaos. These sites, 80% of the ADP is driven by the rank. And the ranks are wild in all different ways. So use this to your advantage, and hopefully that helped you out. I thought this was fantastic, Bogman. Thank you for doing this. And everybody can check it out at InThisLeague.com. You can check out the sheet. And if you sign up, you get all the other stuff, ranks and everything as well. As we have done this episode almost leading up to the deadline, and we're probably, Bogman, we're going to have a director's cut of this episode because take one. Looks like is what's going to happen, because it looks like we were all duped, very well duped by Bob Nightingale and the owners, that it looks like it was very narrative driven last night of positivity. The owners used it to their advantage today where it wasn't the case. Baseball Players Association rejected some numbers, and then baseball came in, offered their take it or leave it deal. And I mean, we have 40 minutes to go, but it has been reported that the players are saying no to this deal. So you guys are probably hearing this, and baseball has already said, we negotiated in good faith, and now they are going to suspend games. And I don't know what level. You guys will know. We'll talk about it on the next episode, but it is 99% as we record this that there will be games canceled, and that sucks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back, friends. In This League, the end of hour two. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for some of that ADP conversation. You want to hear the entire episode, subscribe to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. You will get all the great episodes we had this last week. Mock Draft with Dean Osiris, ADP Analysis, and coming up this week, the new edition of Teaching You About Baseball Betting. And the first episode with John Legaiza from The Athletic is going to be on with me, and you guys might want to check that out. Hour three coming up, Bubba and Bogman are going to be rocking and stoking the fire. But Boggs, it got me thinking, going back to the first segment of this hour when we were talking about Kenny Pickett's tiny, just little itty-bitty baby hands that would make him the smallest in the NFL. But we were on that other subject of like the weird things that happen, because I feel like any coach would now just ask him about his tiny little baby hands. What would be the thing? Because I feel like that's a great question to ask him now, because he's going to be super insecure. You know, you don't want to be the smallest in inches of anybody. That's not great. So every coach has to poke at him, I believe now. What would be the thing that you, weird thing you would ask or do to a player to try to like unearth something about them?
I would probably ask them what they dislike the most.
Pull down their pants? Like
practice or something. No, I'm not. This isn't the casting couch. So, this is a regular interview couch, not a casting couch. So, yeah, I would probably just ask them what they hate the most to see what it is that, you know, because if they hate practice, that's not great for a quarterback. Might be okay for a wide receiver or something, but a quarterback, they need to be all in on practice. So I'd probably ask them something like, what do they hate the most about the game?
You know what I would do? I would put a player through a Rorschach test. I would just have all the thing, and I would be like, what do you see here? What do you see?
Small hands. Yeah,
Kenny Pickett would be like really big hands.
Losing the Super Bowl because of my baby hands. Right.
Everything with Pickett would be big, large, really big, enormous hands, masculine. BMW, lifted truck, and all that type of stuff. Kenny Pickett's going to get the biggest lifted truck you've ever seen. It is going to either be a Ferrari or a truck that's got 30 inches of lift on it. Guarantee. He's got to compensate for
those baby hands. Instagram trend. Have you ever been bitten by a wet spaghetti noodle or blah, blah, blah? That one. That's how it feels to drive a Ford F-250.
Kenny Pickett. I'm Kenny Pickett. Friends, don't go anywhere. It's Bubba and Bogman, hour three of In This League. It's coming up right now.